Growing domestic crisis in the U.S. The United States is currently experiencing a significant crisis that poses a threat to its stability and global standing. Factors such as state divisions, immigration, the conflict between Texas and the federal government, and Trump's influence in Republican states are all contributing to the country's weakened unity and strength. These issues also have an impact on NATO and its European allies, who are grappling with their internal challenges. This article examines how these dynamics could impact the future of transatlantic relations and the global order. Growing domestic crisis in the USA. Former President Trump has also become involved in the matter. Current tensions between the federal government and the state of Texas have arisen due to a disagreement between the Texas administration and the Biden administration. In response, 25 governors have stated support for Texas, and some states are sending their National Guardsmen to assist. It is important to note that this is a developing situation and further updates may follow. In my analysis from 2 years ago, I predicted that the 2024 elections would face certain issues. Now, it seems that this prediction is coming true. Recently, retired FBI officers in the U.S. have issued a statement warning of the country's increasing division. Similarly, former Army officers have also expressed their concerns. The governor of Texas has taken measures to prevent illegal immigration by building barbed wire on the border with Mexico. Over the past 4 years, 6 million migrants have crossed from Mexico into the United States. Recently, the U.S. Federal Supreme Court ordered Texas to remove a metal barrier. Despite the court's decision, the governor of Texas has rejected it and the Texas National Guard is resisting the order. Texas was an independent country from 1836 to 1845 before uniting with the United States. They say that Texas contains a provision allowing it to secede from the U.S. if it wishes, but this is open to debate. Disagreements between Republican and Democratic states and the U.S. federal government are increasing. Joe Biden is considering granting citizenship to refugees working legally in the USA. This move has been suggested to benefit the Democratic Party in the upcoming elections. The United States is currently experiencing ideological conflict. It is suggested that this conflict is an attempt to avoid losing the upcoming elections by blaming the decrease in the American labor force on immigrants from outside the country. There are concerns that these immigrants are being used to create a new Democratic voter base under the guise of cheap labor. This has resulted in ideological divisions and strong reactions from nationalist Americans. To address the issue of expanding the U.S. military, the U.S. government provides incentives for immigrants to enlist. Unemployed immigrants seeking employment opportunities often join the U.S. Army. It is worth noting that this problem is not only in the USA but also in Europe. This fight in the West is the fight between the nationalists, Republicans, or patriots, and Democrats. Globalist. Trump's influence on Republicans and Republican states is great. Trump gave a clear message to the U.S. Supreme Court through the Texas incident. If the U.S. Supreme Court decides to block Trump, this will not have good consequences. It may be in the USA's internal riots. I do not think that the Supreme Court will risk blocking Trump after the Republican states resist the federal government together with Trump. Let's come to similar events in Europe. Europe is experiencing a similar crisis to the U.S. crisis. EU farmers' protests and labor strikes continue to grow. Shortly, internal turmoil in Europe is likely to spread and grow. The international position of Europe has been questioned both inside and outside. Especially the expulsion of France from Africa. For years, France has earned huge financial revenues by exploiting sub-Saharan African countries. But after recent events, France's dominance in Africa has come to an end. The Italian Prime Minister Giorgia Meloni has repeatedly emphasized this and blamed France. Last week, British Chief of General Staff, General Sir Patrick Sanders has said that if Britain goes to war with Russia, we should raise a citizens' army of tens of thousands. Our friends in Eastern and Northern Europe, feeling the imminence of the Russian threat more acutely, are cautiously preparing the ground for national mobilization. NATO is launching a military exercise involving 31 countries and 90,000 troops that will last until May. Eastern Europe is largely mobilized. The German and British press say that Russia will attack the EU in 2025 and that the war will last 5 or 7 years. I think that the main purpose of NATO's military exercises with 90,000 troops and NATO's increased presence in the EU is to counter the internal crisis-induced divisions in the EU. Especially the increasing nationalism in Europe and the high probability of the right wing winning the EU parliamentary elections. Russia is not in a position to attack NATO in many respects at the moment. In particular, Russia is not going to go to war with Europe, neither militarily nor economically. Russia is a nuclear-armed country and the NATO countries also have nuclear weapons, and the probability of war between these two powers is very low. Someone is trying to camouflage themselves by using such rumors to stir things up. However, when Trump comes, all these activities will return to normal. If the right wing wins the EU parliamentary elections in June, the EU may take a different course. In other words, the projects of those who support globalization may not be accepted in the EU. If the right wing wins the EU parliamentary elections, NATO could intervene in the EU in case of internal unrest. The EU is a valuable asset for the supporters of globalization and they will not want to lose it. Time is running out and we may witness interesting events, but they are not completely unpredictable. The term war is often emphasized when discussing economic and financial issues to maintain public support and integrity. But Putin's alleged attack on the EU is unlikely to materialize and can only be considered a myth. While the UK has been vocal in its opposition to Russia, it is worth noting that the British tanker hit by the Houthis in Yemen was carrying Russian oil. NATO's presence in Europe also depends on the US election. If the Democrats lose the election, the United States will have laid the foundations for a European army outside NATO. There is also a rising nationalism in Europe. If the right-wingers win the European parliamentary elections, they are likely to win. If right-wing parties win the EU parliamentary elections, global projects such as the Green Turn and carbon reduction may be delayed or cancelled in both America and Europe. The most disturbed power in these elections is the globalists. A perception study is being conducted by Russia and NATO. It is expected that Trump's presidency will bring about significant changes and a new balance of power. This will likely result in countries taking sides. Trump has expressed his intention to engage in an economic conflict with China, rather than a military one. He has also made it clear that countries will have to choose between aligning with him or with China in the economic sphere. Trump will make things between Europe and Russia as before and trade will continue in all respects. In the future, Trump may plan to cooperate with Russia against China. Due to the lack of a strategic mind and leader in Europe, the EU is suffering a lot of difficulties in terms of both economic and domestic politics, and is under pressure from both Russia and China and occasionally the USA. If Europe can make an independent strategy in leadership, then it will enter a comfortable period. This can be partly achieved with the election of Trump. It would be better for the EU countries and people if the EU set its policy and defended the interests of the EU by looking at events from a broad perspective. At the moment, an unpredictable process is taking place in the internal political balances of Europe and anything can happen at any time. Watch the US. If you want to support my blog, you can subscribe to my blog via email from the bottom of the blog homepage. If you subscribe to my blog, you will receive notifications via email from the articles I will share. You can share my articles so that I can reach more readers. Thank you. International Relations, Threat, and Geopolitics Analyst, Canon Haderov. Subject, Growing Domestic Crisis in the USA. Data January 29, 2024.